The spotlight is put on mental health needs in the Kimberley community as the inquest for Aboriginal youth suicide in the region continues. Kate McDowell reports.
The coronial inquest for Aboriginal youth suicide for the Kimberley region began July this year and remains ongoing. The ABC states the inquest is examining the suicide of 13 Aboriginal people from the region. Deputy Chief Executive Officer of Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services, Rob McPhee, says it's important to remember this isn't the first investigation.
The inquest is one of probably, I think, 15 or 20 reports and inquiries and investigations that have gone into Aboriginal suicides in the Kimberley in the last 40 years.
Mr. McPhee says he's hoping findings and actions will be implemented.
What I'm hoping from this particular inquest is that the things that we know, the things that we understand that have been kind of documented and reported on and recommended to change over all of those reports need to be actioned and implemented in full.
Chief Executive Officer of Western Australian Association for Mental Health, Rod Astbury, says well-known mental health services is crucial in remote areas.
What people respond to is services that they know and people that they have relationships with every day. And so the on-the-ground services of the local communities and of the people who live in those communities is absolutely critical to good mental health outcomes in remote areas.
Mr. Astbury says it is crucial for mental health services to make Indigenous people feel comfortable and recognised.
What is really critical for mental health services is that Indigenous people feel comfortable and culturally recognised and safe when they need mental health support.
Mr. McPhee says the system often doesn't meet community needs.
We have a system that governs our country, but often it doesn't meet the needs of our communities and in fact has oppressed and discriminated our communities.
Mr. McPhee says the issues that lead to suicide are often complex.
Issues around mental health and the issues around suicide are very complex and each case is often quite unique, but there are some kind of common elements and that is about you know, kids in particular having hope that, you know, they've got a good future ahead of them and that they can, you know, take their place in Australian society.
Mr. Astbury says innovation with mental health services is in need.
There's a need for a lot of innovation and new ways of connecting to young people to help them to get the support they need to live mentally healthy lives.
A youth forum was also held in the region to give young people the chance to engage. Mr. McPhee says the youth gave a voice for ideas of change.
The youth forum had come up with a whole lot of ideas around what needs to change in order for us to start to improve the mental health and well-being of our young people. And it's really important that we listen to the young people and to a male and a female rep from that youth forum had been nominated to sit on the Kimberley Aboriginal Suicide Prevention Trial Working Group. So we're funded by the Kimberley has been allocated $1 million a year for 3 years by the Commonwealth Government for us to sit down and look at how can we as a community start to address the high rates of self-harm and suicide.
Anyone who requires immediate assistance can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636.